Long ago, on the fields of battle, in the year 2017, two men met to decide once and for all what the most metal things in the universe are. But there can be only one. What's more metal? With Dan Weber, Noriko Ott, and Randy.
Hey guys, welcome to What's More Metal, the only podcast where two badass potential vampire comedians pick right? The most metal shit in the universe. With me as always, my co-host, this Stefan to my, or Urkel.
wow. All right.
You're welcome. Comedian Dan Weber.
Rosencrantz to my Guildenstern.
I'm comedian Noriko Ott, coming to you live from beautiful, wonderful, furry Carnival Studios with us as always, super metal producer Randy.
I'm here.
Yeah. We're coming to Carnival Studios is here. We're in Portland, Oregon, the birthplace of salt stores and places that sell animal skulls, and they're real busy.
Yeah.
Crazily busy.
That place is very busy.
Yeah.
The up on Mississippi?
Yeah. Whatever it's fucking called. Yeah. And I want to say Andia Bax, but that's the Army Surplus store.
Yeah.
Also weirdly busy for a place full of wimps. but yeah, with What's More Metal, this could be badass. We pick the most metal shit in the universe. What else? My week's been fucking weird. This weekend, I'm doing. I'm gonna be in the new Menzingers music video. They're a punk band on Epitaph Records. I'm doing. I'm playing a literal alien. I'm in a latex mask and latex arms, and I'm gonna have to fucking shave my beard for it.
Oh.
And I'm kind of fucking bummed as hell. It's good money, so I'm gonna do it, but like I haven't not had facial hair since before Obama, so it's like it's gonna be a hard couple of weeks while it grows back.
I'm trying
back
to
in.
Remember. I don't think I even have ever seen you without facial hair.
No, I've always had a mustache at least.
Yeah.
And well, they only really I think need me to get the chin area shaved, but I don't think that's a good like I'll just like get those fat like Danzig mutton chops or something going on, or like I could do like a Chester A. Arthur, but I don't think those are better.
Well, no, you could do it. I mean, you could keep the mustache,
just
and then the sideburns,
yeah,
and just shave this part.
Yeah, so I'm saying that's a Chester A. Arthur. The
is
mustache
that what
into
is
the,
that what it's called?
Yeah, the mustache into sideburns. Yeah,
yeah.
I mean,
be,
I don't know if
tight.
It's. I don't know if it's called that, but it's called the asshole, I think. But it's fucking Chester
A.
Arthur had it. I don't know. Maybe I'll see what has to happen. But I think I'm probably just better off just shaving the whole. I mean, fuck it. Why not? I haven't done it in a long time. Maybe I'll just be like, I'm gonna look like a fucking Mormon. I'm gonna look fucking douchey as shit. Whatever. People assume like I got a weak chin because I fucking like have a beard, but I don't. It's like it's a stern cleft butthole right in the like. It looks good. It looks damn good. Right in the. Fuck you guys. It does.
You want me to compliment you
no,
on your
I don't
chin?
Fucking, I don't fucking know. No, you guys just went silent. Like, how dare I say I have a good... You know what? I see your looks. I see how you fucking are.
Dude, every... look, yeah.
It's going to suck, and then you can rip on me next week, and it'll be fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, you're going to get... you get to be in a music video, and you get to fucking play an alien with it. I mean, have you tried on the...
Yeah, dude, it looks fucking... Actually, I'll show you a picture right now. You guys can fucking react right now, but it looks... So this is literally me in the fucking makeup and
damn.
Arms. Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah, I'm...
Wow, that is good.
That's so fucking cool.
It looks awesome. The hands, if you look at the hands, I just look like I have three massive dicks for fingers. They're like Ninja Turtle hands. They're fucking crazy. But yeah, I'll be just a straight up... It's a really fucking cool mask. I guess it's like all latex and shit. Mm-hmm. And like, I guess it costs like $1,500 just to make that fucking mask. So
I don't doubt it.
Yeah. But whatever. I mean, I'll just be running around acting goofy and shit in this fucking, in this outfit. But whatever. It pays good money and shit. So like, yeah. Oh. Yeah. What else? Oh, I work at a restaurant during the day, and some crackhead stole my work shoes off the porch, like my flour and encrusted shitty work shoes off the porch. And I was like, all right, well, if a dude needs shoes, I can only be so mad or whatever, right? And then so I had another pair of shoes that I put out there, and they stole those too, like 2 days later. So a bunch of fucking mathematicians running around my fucking my fucking neighborhood, bunch of street wizards, fucking casting a spell. I'm guessing they're in a cauldron right now. I don't know what they're fucking doing.
X plus Y equals stealing those shoes.
Yeah. They're in a guy's back, like in a cart behind his bicycle right now, just in full of his shoes. Anyway,
oh, for sure.
Anything happened to you, Dan?
What up?
Anything going on with you?
Not really. I mean, last week I did a show at the sex club.
Mm-hmm.
And that's such a weird environment. Like,
how so?
I mean, it's fine. I'm cool with it, but like, it's bizarrely conservative. Like, like they're very
well. I want to suck a dick, not hear about it.
Yeah. No, I mean they're just. I mean, considering who they are, what they do, they're just like, well, you know, conservative values. I'm like, you're currently fucking somebody else's wife.
Yeah.
Calm down.
Yeah.
Like, just fucking get over it.
Yeah.
I mean, but then they're interspersed with, like, it sort of seems like the only way forward for America is for just us all to recklessly fuck one another. Because there's, like, super liberal hippies hanging out, blowing, like, dudes that hate immigrants.
Yeah.
And they're just fine with it. Yeah. And I'm like, maybe that's it. Maybe that's the only way forward. Is mandatory sex parties.
Make sure if you are having sex with a conservative that you pull out. if we've learned anything, that's job one. You do not want to blast a load in there. They got real firm values on that.
Yeah,
and you won't like where that goes. It is weird. telling jokes with like. While someone's like trying to keep like trying to keep their erection like at least halfway to the launch pad, you know what I mean? Like just like they're like trying to keep the countdown at five, you know, the whole time.
Are there people fucking around you while you're doing?
No, they're just waiting to fuck. They're waiting for you to be done. Telling jokes.
They legit could. I think. I don't think there's anything against it.
Yeah.
I know. In fact, at least I believe Derek Sheen was doing comedy while a dude was finger banging some lady in the front row.
Nice.
Which I'm sad I didn't get to.
You wanted to see it.
What the fuck, man? Why not me?
It's a different kind of applause break. Sure, yeah. It sounds different.
It's a little wetter than your typical clap.
A little slurpier.
Yeah. Sorry, just even the spelling of slurpier makes me fucking cringe.
Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah. Bruh. Well, we lost whatever listener we had.
Yeah, I did not have a great set because I went up on stage. Like I was like, oh, I got this to be pretty easy.
Yeah.
And then when I walked up on stage, I was like, oh, I haven't written a dirty joke or told a dirty joke in like 3 years.
Yeah.
So then I had to fucking scramble and try to remember shit that I used to do.
Yeah.
And I fucked most of it up. Like I did okay.
Yeah.
Like, you know. For the most part, I did all right, but it wasn't.
Yeah,
it's not my most shining moment.
You're like, ugh, you have to like do one of those jokes where you have to think about the rest of your set during. So you're you're thinking about dirty jokes the whole time you're doing your women be shopping.
Yeah. Well, as it happens, I don't. Yeah.
I would love to Dan be like, women be shopping.
That is never going to happen.
You're in your huge Zumba pants and shit.
wear those pants that Bernie Mac wore in the Night of the Apollo.
Yeah.
When he's like, I ain't scared of you motherfuckers. It's got a picture of him. If you're not familiar, it's like jeans.
Oh, that's right.
And then it's got a like the whole one whole leg is just Bernie Mac on his own pants. It is fucking epic.
That rocks.
That is one of my favorite comedy clips of all time.
We should do Most Metal comedy special outfit.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be fucking sweet. Because that's like inside baseball a little bit, but I think it's pretty tight. That would have to be it. Anyway, guys, this is What's More Metal, the show where Dan and I... Sorry, just moving on.
Yeah.
we're digressing into completely other shit. Dan and I pick two topics each week, and we decide from each of those topics which one is like the most metal, and then we let you guys vote on which one of our choices is the most metal. This week, we're doing most metal anime kaiju.
Yeah.
Kaijus being giant city-destroying monsters. We're doing those from anime. And then most metal alien abduction. That's when an alien has abducted a human. yeah. Unless you found one with a dog, and that'd be kind of tight. Like,
yeah.
It's like, row, row. He's like, see? They
he didn't take him.
They implanted shit under his skin. They but yeah, this to decide who gets to go first. I was gonna say also, What's More Metal just got recently voted most metal podcast to bond with your child to by NAMBLA magazine, and very cool, very cool. Thank you.
Yeah, we got.
Thank you, Namblam.
we got. We got voted number one podcast to drive around to by Windowless Van Monthly.
Location scouting. That's what, yeah. yeah. Again, thank you, Namblam, for that. That's
Namblam. Namblam. But that's
fun to say.
Yeah. And not so much fun to
not as much fun to open up and read. Or be saw be seen reading.
Yeah. Definitely don't want to go to that website in public.
Yeah. In fact, you might not want to Google it even.
Please don't. If you don't know what it is, congratulations.
But yeah, so to see who gets, I think, what do you want to start with? Anime kaiju or alien abduction?
Let's do anime kaiju.
Let's do anime kaiju first. To decide who gets to go first between Dan and I, we do the most metal thing possible, and that's roll 20-sided die. We're going to be rolling our new, it will be available on the Patreon soon, official What's More Metal 20-sided die. The one is says What's More Metal because we're number one.
We're
the number one podcast to fuck to by Fuckcast Magazine.
Yep.
And the 20 is says Natch Twombo because it's a natural 20. And you two can piss Dan off when you roll it. So I'm going to roll first. I got a 16, or too old for R. Kelly, as Dan calls it. Dan got a 14, or...
old enough.
On the verge. On the verge. Or get out of my van, you old hag. we're not good people.
The 14 is a Kevin Spacey.
Oh, yes. rolled the Kevin Spacey. So I get to go first on most metal anime kaiju. Again, this is an anime kaiju. So I chose Dan and Randy for the most metal anime kaiju. I went with... I'm gonna go with fully transformed Tetsuo from Akira. Now, if you've ever seen Akira, Randy, nope. Yeah.
Why ask?
I don't know. It's a lot of movies. That's so strange. I wanted to start another podcast called Randy Hasn't Seen It because we could literally talk to all but 10 movies. But no, Akira is actually one of the first like anime movies that like went fucking badass and whatever. But when Tetsuo finally starts transforming like out of control, he loses like full control of his body and just starts like becoming all kinds of any kind of flesh that a human body can grow. It just starts expanding, exploding out. So he just becomes like veins and feet and hands and teeth and like, and it's like, so he just becomes one big tumor that gets like so big it starts smashing through this fucking like arena he's in and starts enveloping his friends and crushing them inside and like absorbing them, and he can feel their pain and feelings and shit. And like, yeah, and it's just really fucking awesome because he just, he just becomes a giant size exploding tumor. And then even as like ships are shooting it and like it's exploding, the blood is becoming other things like hair and teeth and eyes and shit. And like, and it's just spilling outward, and it's fucking super awesome.
Yeah,
and, to me, it's just super gross. There's even a scene, I swear to God, I see a ball sack. There's a sack I saw at one point just like folding out, and you're like, that's balls. I saw balls. Some dude.
Those are balls.
That guy drew balls.
For quite some time before the very end, he has the head of a baby.
Yeah.
He's got a baby head.
Yeah.
No one needs that.
Yeah, it becomes like a giant, like, it's like an infant made of tumors. Like,
yeah. It's so fucked up. Uh-huh. It's very good.
Okay.
It's very cool.
Yeah.
Although, in all honesty, man, that fucking, I mean, Akira is great, but it's also like... 4.5 hours long. Like I saw it.
It is just about long enough.
It's very long.
Yeah.
That sounds like it's the inspiration for the Trapper Keeper episode of South Park, where Cartman turns into the giant blob.
Yeah, absolutely. That's 100% what they took that from.
Yeah.
Probably.
Because it even looks the same when you see it.
Yeah. When you said the baby's head on top, like how Cartman's head is on the top of that blob thing.
So. Dude, yeah, you should. Akira's fucking awesome, though. It's really cool. Like, if not for the kaiju in it, just for motorcycle designs, like futuristic motorcycle designs, like top notch.
Yeah.
Like it's the shit.
And then the scary children's toys, if I remember right.
Yeah, there's like a part where that thing that's in him that makes him start expanding, it gets into his brain at one point, and he just has this acid trip that's fucking out of control.
Oh, that sounds rad.
Like a giant teddy bear that cries milk bursts through his wall, and his wall becomes like letter blocks and spill all over the floor. It's like, and he's just like screaming and freaking out. Like, and you're just like, yep, it's horrifying.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyway, Tetsuo from Akira is my
That's a good one.
Metal anime kaiju.
That's a good one.
Sounds great.
Yeah.
All right. So I am going to take from Attack of the Titans. What?
No.
So the Titans in general are fucked up. They're all kind of like kaiju-esque. They're fucking smashing through buildings and grabbing people and eating them.
Yeah. A cool show if you haven't seen it, Randy.
But there's one in particular where the guy who used to kill them gets morphed into a Titan while he's in the stomach of a Titan.
Yeah.
So he punches out through his mouth and rips it open, tears his way out of this thing, and then just starts running around and murdering the fuck out of the other Titans until like one of them pulls both his arms off and then they tear his head off. They just tear him to pieces. But it's like 5 minutes of mayhem before that. And
do you know which
fucking
one it was
dope.
Or anything?
I can't even remember. It's like I'd have to look it up again.
Okay.
But, it's one of the characters, one of the main characters.
Does he have hair?
Yeah.
Okay, it might be the main guy.
Yeah.
The main character's Titan. Yeah. That's awesome. It dawned on me recently because when they transform it, like a couple of the people, when they can transform into Titans and shit, the human being that is in the neck of the Titan, that's why I have to cut into the neck to kill him. So it dawned on me that they're just flesh mechs. Basically, they're giant mechs, but they're just made entirely out of meat. They're just they're human beings, but anyway. That's never something they bring up in the show at all, but it just dawned on me like today. I was like, oh, yeah, they're like flesh mechs. Like flesh mechs, also my favorite cuisine.
Yeah, they're
it's so delicious.
That is a really good snack.
I just love oh yeah. You ever had flesh mechs?
Yeah.
Oh my God. It's so easy to make.
I really like the rye toenails. Those are very good. Those are my favorites.
Flesh mechs. Hey, can you bring some flesh mechs? It's in a party, so we get some flesh mechs in here. Flesh mechs eats you. I don't know if you know that.
Yeah.
They snack on you.
Listen, I mean, some people like original flesh mechs, but I like, I definitely like nacho cheese.
Oh, sure.
That's the best one. Or, sea salt is pretty good. Salt and vinegar. Flesh mechs.
I'm partial to honey Dijon myself.
Flexus
honey
Dijon. And Mexico. All right, enough. flesh mechs. And I helped. those are our choices. I chose Tetsuo from Akira. Dan chose the main character's
Titan.
I can't think of his fucking name right now.
Yeah.
from Attack on Titan. We'll put those up online on our Instagram stories. We'll let you guys vote on them, and then we'll read them on the air, and we'll find out what the most metal shit is. I had a backup that didn't quite make the list, and that's why I looked at you weird. I was choosing the Colossal Titan from Attack on Titans as my backup.
All right.
It's the giant one with no skin. It's just like...
Oh, yeah.
There's one that's like Rad. Huge, and it has no flesh on it, and... I'll have you look this up, Randy, but they had a guy dressed like the Colossal Titan throw the first pitch at a baseball game. So there's just a dude in like a spandex suit that looks like he has no skin on. It is so horrifying that like so there's just a guy with. But what am I thinking too about a giant skinless Titan? You'd think that a big bucket of salt would be a part of your defense mechanism. Yeah. You just splash some lemon juice on this guy. And he's like, just like, the walls are made out of rock salt. He's like, oh, my one weakness is anything stingy.
Is citrus.
Just some pepper spray alone like, it'd be job ending for
just Colossal Titan. Just splash some Tabasco on him.
Are you seeing the...
Oh, why?
Yes. Show this to... Show this to...
It's low res, but...
Oh, yeah, that's...
Oh, yeah.
It's...
That's funny.
Yeah, we'll put this up on the Instagram stories, too. But there's a guy who looks like he has no skin. He looks like he crawled out of a bloody mattress in Hellraiser 2 to throw the first pitch at, like, a Dodgers game.
It was indeed a Dodgers
that's
game.
That's so fucking funny. But anyway, that was my... that was one that didn't... It was almost my number one.
Oh, that's even worse.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oof.
Fucking hell yeah.
That's a fairly realistic suit.
It's fucking, for people that didn't watch the show, that had to just be gruesome as I was like, what is this shit?
Yeah.
It's fucking amazing. But anyway, Dan, did you have a backup?
I do have one backup. I watched a bunch of clips from various, they're called Angels in a Neon Genesis Evangelion.
Uh-huh.
And then the one that I liked the most was this creature called Zerul.
Uh-huh.
He's just, it's just a weird, it's like a floating skull with a bunch of ribbons coming off of it
It
can like cut through shit.
Yeah.
And whatnot. And then at one point in the fight, this this person comes up with a, I think they're called Eva, EVA, jabs a fucking nuclear missile into the creature.
Yeah.
And then torches it off. So it just, a nuclear explosion goes off and then it walks away completely. It just, the smoke clears and it's just sitting there like nothing happened.
Oh shit.
It's pretty badass. Like I like it looks fucking insane. And honestly, like that anime, although visually cool, is so confusing.
Yeah.
Like, the visuals are just, like...
There's, like, a million of them, too.
Yeah, there's a bunch of them.
Evangelion, like, yeah, it's like, fucking crazy. Like, yeah, I think there's a million of them. Like,
yeah, I did, I read a profile of the guy who made it.
Uh-huh.
He's definitely as weird as you would expect a dude to make that. Like, it's so, like... Like, it starts off pretty normal. Like, it starts off kind of okay. Like, it's just mechs versus monsters.
Right.
And then it just devolves into some fucking weird shit.
Just expanded the Robotech universe, basically. I mean, it's not the same, but it's the same thing. You know what I mean?
I
just mean mechs versus monsters. Like, that
That's how it starts.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
And then at some point, they're fighting... abstract geometric shapes that can shoot lasers and shit.
Yeah.
And it's like, what in the fuck?
Yeah, it gets fucking real crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck, those are awesome. That's a great choice. That was the last backups. Great. I'm like, no, I don't have any more.
I don't either.
There was a lot of cool ones. I will say there's an anime, it didn't have really like kaiju in it exactly, but there's one called Blood Sea. That's just super gory and fucked up, and I haven't watched them all yet, but that's the one I'm into right now. Is I'm like, this is freaking awesome because it's real gnarly. Any of the super hyper violent ones, I'm like way into. Berserk and all that shit.
They've also made a bunch of Godzilla anime.
Oh yeah,
like there's a fair number of them where, and then like some of them are like ultimate Godzilla or whatever. Yeah. It's just got spikes coming up its back and it can.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I didn't pick any of those. Yeah. I thought they were okay, but it's like, nah, man. I like the floating skull with the weird
shit.
Yeah,
that fucking rocks. It's just like from like that thing from the Crocus video flying around. Like, old. That's a pull. It's,
right.
Yeah.
Callback.
Yeah, it's a, yeah, way back to like 83. So that's a pullback. I think that brings us to the next topic.
Next topic.
Yeah. Guys, that brings us to Most Metal, Alien Abduction.
Yep.
That
I'm
is
really excited
where
about
an
this.
Alien kidnaps
you.
A, well, not me specific. I mean, there's that one time. Hopefully there will be a wall and it'll stop this from happening. I went first last time. Dan gets to go first this time. Most Metal Alien Abduction. Holy shit. Dan, what do your eagle eyes see?
What?
It's a reference to Lord of the Rings for Egolas. Had eagle eyes. Just what the fuck is going on?
You dropped a Legolas reference right now? There is no one in this room that looks less like Legolas than me. He's lithe, blonde-haired, blue-eyed. I'm none of those things.
That's how I see you. Oh, you know what? I'll go first. You know what? Fuck you. No. Fuck you.
No, I'm going to take this. So, I am going to pick the abduction of a man named Antonio Vilas Boas.
Oh, I haven't heard this one.
So, he's one of the first abductions where he was talking about it, like interviewed by Operation Blue Book.
Uh-huh.
He claims to have been abducted by humanoids in a spaceship, and they took him aboard a UFO. They took blood samples, and then they coated him in some weird blue liquid that gave him a raging boner. So then...
Viagra gel.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Then a naked blonde, apparently woman, came in. No, who knows? She's alien of some kind, but he said she looked like a female, looked like a woman.
I just like that phrasing. Apparently a woman.
Comes in, approaches him, growls like a dog, and then they fuck recklessly a couple of times. Then they let him go. But before they let him go, the woman that he fucked points at her stomach and then points at the sky as if to say, I'm pregnant and I'm having your kid out there.
Oh, Jesus.
And then that's it. Then he got let go, and... he probably beats off to that fucking thing to this very day.
Oh, my God. You got fucking star banged. That's fucking awesome.
I got pulled into a ship.
Easily the most metal because he definitely fucked.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
It wasn't. They weren't just taking core samples out of his asshole. They were like, here, blow a load in this thing. Here's a gel that'll help you.
Oh, that fucking rules. What's the fucking sci-fi fucking space RPG game? I'm fucking
Which one? There's a whole
Mass Effect. Half-life? It's like a Mass Effect cutscene.
Oh yeah,
that's all he had. It's like we're gonna cover you this blue Mass Effect cutscene gel, and then oh, that fucking rules. Growled like a dog.
Yep.
He's like, damn, that's the one thing that was gonna turn me on.
No, he was already. He was.
Oh yeah, he was already ready.
Pre-ready. The gel did the trick, and then he's just like, "I don't give a shit."
That's pretty
hot.
Bark
like a dog, neigh like a horse.
I wonder if they gave him instructions if it lasted longer than 4 hours.
Oh no.
Oh my god.
I don't. Well, you know what? That would have been helpful. But no.
That's the fuck. That rocks. Like, that. I mean, that's that whole situation. That's the best. I think it's your best fucking.
That's best case scenario.
That's your best case scenario.
Oh yeah,
with an abduction for sure.
Yep.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. Or a rubduction. You know what I'm saying? Tug juck. Yeah. No.
Fuckduction.
Of tub. Yeah. Well, tugduction. Nope. These portmanteaus are out of this world. That fucking rocks though. They're just like, look, we've been just breeding people up here in the ship, and we're just like. It was because it wasn't an alien lady. It was like a human lady.
It was supposed to, it was humanoid.
Humanoidish.
Yeah,
it was,
I mean,
close enough. He was,
it
like
was close enough.
He's like cloaca, vagina, gygina.
No, I mean, it was Gina. Like a bear, according to him, like a beautiful blonde lady.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It, you know what? It's always a beautiful blonde in these abduction stories. That's like something I read a lot of. Was there like, and there were beautiful blonde people. It's like, they had the Hitler game, like space plan. I don't know what the fucking shit is. Because you know, blue eyes, more prone to being shitty. You know, myopathy. I don't know if that's the right word, but being a myoptic. Okay, great choice, Dan.
Yep.
My choice, most metal, alien abduction, is the abduction of Whitley Strieber in 1985,
right,
which was the basis of the movie Communion, starring Christopher Walken. What happened was Whitley Strieber is a writer, he's a science fiction writer, or actually like a horror novel writer. He wrote The Wolfen, some other stuff. He's having, his family went up to a cabin for Christmas night. He gets abducted by aliens. He's a bright light. They take him up to a spaceship and probe his rectum, which I believe is the first time that's ever happened in alien abduction. Is this guy going, oh, yeah, they poked around my butthole for a while and brought me back. The part, there's a couple things about this is really funny. The aliens that he describes in this true, quote-unquote, true account also happen to match the monsters from the book he wrote just before it, from a book called Cat Magic, which kind of, that's odd. And then also, I was laughing at the concept of when, what information are you getting from the anal probe? You know what I mean?
Right?
Like what, like you're like, there's got to be a better way to find out what somebody ate or whatever than taking like a core sample like that. That's fucking weird. Although the only thing I could think of is like, look, when we take their temperature like this, they keep it a secret. It's the only thing I could think of.
Well, maybe they heard that it was like getting jerked off by a rubber washer and just wanted to test it out for them.
There's a lot of grip right here at the doorway, but just past it, there's
just
a lot
it,
less.
It's like a fucking hefty bag.
And every once in a while, something pokes back at you.
Yeah.
What Dan Weber calls a food ghost.
Yeah.
Heading toward the light.
Yeah. That is one joke that I have.
I love that joke.
I am honestly disappointed every time I tell it that it doesn't get a bigger response.
Oh, it should definitely, yeah.
I don't think I've heard that one either.
It's just a joke about how much I like fingering assholes.
Okay.
And like, but you know, had every, you know, talk about how
Sames.
I felt something coming the other way and I needed to say something. And I was like, as a comedian, I wanted to say something funny. So I said, hey, looks like you got a brown cow trying to get out of the barn. And then I was like, oh, you got a food ghost headed towards the light.
A food ghost.
And then I was like, I said both of those things at the time. And then they didn't get what I was saying. And I was like, I think you need to poop. That worked.
Yeah.
That definitely got it. But.
You know what? I'd be like, you know what? Never mind. I'll get it. And that might be on the list of worst things we've said.
I don't know.
This episode.
Look,
this episode.
Look, I honestly, I'm going to say for the record, getting a grip on a lump of shit out of a rectum is very difficult.
But it sounds like poetry when you say it like that. It should be written in gold cursive on the inside of a card.
Part of a Shakespearean soliloquy. To be or not to be. That is how you grab the shit out of a...
When you grab a shit lump in your hands, rectum. Oh, my God.
That's just another way to talk about something difficult.
Yeah. Pinching some nugs, you know? All right. I don't know what we're doing today.
Pinching
at
nugs.
All. I don't know what we're doing at all.
All right.
Let's back up.
I'll pinch your loaf for you. God damn it.
Hold on,
if you haven't thrown your headphones across the room by now, listener,
congratulations. You're
better than us. Yeah. Jesus Christ. What am I even?
That was funny as fuck.
You're right. I know that, but still doesn't give it. Oh my God. So those are our choices. I chose food ghosts. I chose poop. I chose the Whitley Strieber's communion abduction. Dan chose.
It is Antonio Vilas Boas.
Boas. We'll put those up probably around Wednesday on our Instagram stories, let you guys vote on them. And did you have a backup, Dan?
I do. It's a alien abduction of a man named Peter Corey.
Oh my God! Two first names.
Yeah.
I hope they.
Well,
do.
No, it's spelled fucked up. K H O U R Y. Like I don't know. I think it's pronounced Corey, but I'm not sure.
That's fine.
Maybe it might be Hori. It might be Persian. Anyway, he claims to have been contacted by aliens twice. The first time, they took him aboard a ship. Mm-hmm. And did some tests. But then the second time, he was visited by not one, but two attractive female aliens.
Nice.
Who forced him to be in a menage a trois with them, had a threesome for a couple of hours, and for proof, afterwards, he found two blonde hairs tied in a bow around his dick.
Fucking wonderful.
If this doesn't prove aliens, I'm not untying it. You can come down here and see it if you want to look at it. Yeah, you're damn right.
I call it my trophy knot.
Yeah, damn right. Oh my God. Yeah.
I just picked the two that had the most fucking.
That's honestly. Hilarious. The two blonde hairs and a knot around. Look at that. Come on. When you look at it, you almost hear the boo. You must hear it in your ear. That's how fucking.
He's just like, I want to believe. Oddly enough, ooh. He did smoke a cigarette after the threesome.
You're not going to believe that. Oh my God, this is the X-Files Red Shoe Diaries crossover we've been looking for right here. That's great.
Oh, dude.
Agent Mulder, you're not going to believe this one. Put this one in the Red Shoe Files.
Dude, there's. So,
man,
for
that's
whatever
two
reason.
Deep 90s references. I just made. Holy shit.
Here's a much deeper one. I one time.
Is it Food Ghost Deep?
You don't have to go too deep to get to the food ghost if it's on its way out.
It's true.
If it's getting close to salvation.
Yeah. to the event horizon.
To the next world. Yeah. At one point,
the
I
portal's
was,
opening. Sorry, I had to. Okay, I'm done.
Stargate. Brown Stargate.
Brown Stargate. yeah, okay, there right. We go.
I found, in order to horrify some coworkers at a job I had in the 90s, I found some fan fiction.
Ooh.
That was, it was Fox Mulder and Alex Krycek fan fiction.
Oh, shit.
So, and it's so goofily written. I mean, it's just basically... Mulder and Krycek recklessly fucking, and then they both jizz that black goop shit instead of actual cum.
Right.
But if you have it, I don't know if you could even find it online anymore.
Yeah.
But it was fucking funny as hell.
That fucking rules. like the fluke man's just sucking your dick in the sewer. Be fucking great. all right, nobody steal that. That's going to be mine when I write
cigarette
my...
Cigarette man puts out a cigarette on your taint.
Oh, yeah.
Cigarette man. Cigarette man meets the fluke man.
Oh, yeah.
And it's first love at first sight. Lust at first
the
sight.
The fluke man like asks for a cigarette and he goes, no. That's it. He just won't. He won't share. My backup, Dan and Randy, was the abduction of Barney and Betty Hill. September 19th, 1961, Betty and Barney Hill were driving, I believe in New Hampshire. Yes. And when suddenly they see a light in the sky, Barney like has a pair of binoculars, as you do when you're driving, and says he sees in the light there's some figures in a window, like in the of the ship.
Right.
The ship starts following them. They're racing away. They lose some time, and then the next thing they know, it's been hours, and they're driving. They're like 30 miles away from where they were, and they don't have any memory of it. They go home. They have like weird, things they're wanting to do and stuff. But the lady Betty Hill, like her dress is torn in weird places, and it's all fucked up. And they put it away, and later on they say that they found pink dust all over it, which I'm guessing she vomited, and the space janitor sprinkled that powder all over her.
Yeah. Their version
just,
of baking soda.
Yeah, just like, just get that, just clean that on up. Actually, in the 80s and 90s, they had this pink dust that they would, like sawdust shit they would put on vomit in schools. They stopped using it, but...
Yeah, because it's hella toxic.
Oh, okay, sorry. Just in case you didn't know.
I'm just wondering, when the alien...
It was
when
just
they were,
asbestos.
When they were trying to get away from the ship, was Yakety Sax playing?
They go in and out
Old
of different...
Barney Hill is Benny Hill's, like, long-lost brother.
They end up there's a hallway, and they're going in and out of different hotel room doors.
They're driving the UFO is flying.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Then they're just in wacky races for a while. Like,
and just cop is chasing him every once in a while.
Snidely whiplash behind him and shit.
Yep.
yeah, I'm sure it was the 60s.
Yeah, everything had Yakety Sax play.
Oh, yeah. yeah, that I chose that one just because that's like... It was just a big one that was like one of the first like major American abduction stories that happened. I watched a video with this lady. She was being, I think it was on Australian TV, but it was like the granddaughter, their daughter or something of Betty and Barney Hill. And she was like, we found my mom's dress. We found this pink dust on it and we had it analyzed by labs. And it was right when he goes, okay, what did you find? And then you could hear her very specifically grabbing her words, you know, like choosing her words, like, well, there was all kinds of stuff on there was, but this was different than that, and it became back, and they're not sure what it, but there was other things, like it's just, like she wouldn't say, like, so I'm sure it was just like dust or whatever. Yeah, right. Like it was nothing, I'm sure. Whatever. It was just a bunch of fucking it was rat shit, but with Pepto-Bismol in it or something.
Yeah.
But yeah. Anyway, so but that was my choice. It was one of the first major American abduction stories, and I liked that. I liked that there was pink dust on her shit, and it made me laugh. Anyway, the end.
Yep.
So those are our backups. I think that's gonna bring us to the polls. Hell yeah. So we're gonna find out what the most metal shit was from last week. Randy, what the fuck happened?
So, episode 85. We'll start with the first poll, which was the most metal flying machine. And honestly, it should not come as a shock to anyone. It was Franz Reichelt with 51% of the vote.
Yeah, I'm still gonna post that video online, and I'm just gonna put a splat emoji or something over the actual impact site. Not enough where you can't see dust, though. You want to see that dust fly up. God damn. It is one of
the funniest things I've ever seen.
Dude, oh, my God. So good.
What was the percentage?
61.
It's not high enough.
Not high enough, no. Frankly. Yeah.
Flying Pinto
is fucking insane.
100% more people died in the Flying Pinto.
That's true.
With a total of two. yes.
And for the most metal non-Godzilla kaiju, this one was closer. Doesn't require the tie crusher. But with 53% of the votes was Pulgasari.
Oh, shit. Pulgasari. with the fucking crazy North Korean kidnapping plot.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah. I found the video of Giron cutting off that pterodactyl's head, and I made it like...
Yeah, I saw it.
I made it like a bumper to put on the story, because I was laughing. I was like, that rocks. All this like purple blood splashes all over. I was like, that rules. So, yeah. I had to include it. But yeah, that's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
So yeah. So Polgasari and Franz Reichelt. Yeah. Fucking Reichelt. Hell yeah. There you go. I think that's gonna bring us
to the bouncing freshman.
To review, right?
Yes, we actually got it's our first review since January.
That's our get on it, people.
Yeah, get the fuck on it, everybody.
Although the iTunes will be going away, but still.
Apple Podcasts. You can do Apple Podcasts and you can do Stitcher.
Oh yeah.
Stitcher takes reviews.
If you've
as well.
Only done one, do the other.
Yeah.
Fucking leave us a review. Why not?
So on
a 5-star review or go fuck yourself.
It is 5 stars.
No, I mean in general.
Oh, right.
I was telling the people.
Someone had to have made this account for you, Dan. So on the 15th, left with 5 stars by the Peanut Butter Bandit. I agree with Dan and Enrico. The Beach Boys are the most metal band ever.
You son of a bitch. Delete it. Delete that one right now. That's the only one we're going to delete. That's some fucking trash. That's hilarious.
So thank you, Peanut Butter Bandit.
Thank you,
thank
peanut
you, Peanut Butter Bandit.
Boy, you know you can reach right in there and take the peanut butter.
Yeah. You don't even have to wait for it to emerge.
Just right past that rubber washer.
You can get that peanut butter ghost flowing down your throat as soon as you want.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Finger licking good.
But, yeah, definitely. Shut up. Oh, my God. But, yeah, definitely.
Fistful of peanut butter.
Enough. Oh, God. Yeah, but definitely go online. Leave us a 5-star review. Like, help people find us, and that'll be awesome. Yeah. But we were this is a last minute thing, but we did find a most metal person of the week this week. Would you read the headline from the story, Randall?
Yes. Give me just a sec. I had to shut it down because Google was really slowing down my shit.
No,
but
I can't have that.
It's all right. So according to NBCNews.com. Posted on July 16th, 2 days ago from when we were recording.
Oh, the NAMBLA.
Yes. NAMBLA.
Good news.
Meth gators.
Yeah.
Tennessee police warn flushing drugs could create hyper-aggressive alligators.
Yes. Because who knows more about biology than the Tennessee police.
Right. And the Loretto Police Department.
Loretto Police Department. Now, we're reading about... my thing about meth gators, do they have a giant cart full of stuff that they pull behind them? Because I don't know if you know about meth. Makes you a hoarder. I don't know. Like, it definitely does.
Yeah. Do they find these gators with a bunch of stolen bike frames?
Yes. You can tell a meth gator because it has a bunch of half-done projects.
Yeah. It's got a mouthful of copper wire.
It's digging a hole in its backyard for no reason.
Yeah. It's going to start a copper mine. Meth gators. That's fucking hilarious.
There's 8 gators living in one swamp.
A meth gator, they're the ones that can't stop jigging while they're like swimming along.
Yeah.
No, but we actually read into this a little bit more because it sounds a lot like a bullshit thing, and it kind of is. It turns out, I don't know if you wanted to read that part, Randy. But
we can just paraphrase it.
So basically what it comes down to is that no gators were eating meth.
Yeah, they didn't find a methed out gator.
What happened was that the Loretto
Police... A gator
police...
with a mullet, I'm assuming. A gator on a little kid's bike riding around.
Yeah. BMX.
It's like, yeah, it's like, oh, he's on a little kid's bike. That's odd.
It was a gator. They found a gator with a bunch of stereo parts.
Oh, there you go.
So the Loretto police were talking about how anything that's flushed down the sewer ends up in the retention ponds before processing is sent downstream. So the guys in the sewer are not really prepped to clean up drugs that are flushed out. They're not trained to do that.
Yeah.
And ducks and geese and gators go to those retention ponds because, you know, that's clean.
Right.
And they were like, hey, please stop doing that. You can actually dispose of drugs at City Hall. We'll take those for you.
Right.
Because that's what people are going to do is bring it to the government.
Yeah.
I gotta get rid of all this meth. I'm going to go down to City Hall.
Well, straight to the mayor.
You know when people always, I feel like that's a common thing where people feel like they have too much meth. Well, I've just got too much. I'll have to get rid of this. I'll simply flush this because I just have too much this week.
Normally you flush meth when the cops are at your door.
Exactly. Right. You're like, I've got to sneak out of this house that's being raided and get to City Hall to drop this
off. What's weird is they are, like, if you're doing meth, I'm pretty sure you don't give a shit about water quality.
Right.
You're not like, oh, well, I mean, this is environmentally sourced meth.
Yeah.
Artisanal meth.
Right, right. This isn't Blue Sky.
A meth gator is going to be the one that's keeps looking out for helicopters. fucking copters keep fucking chasing me.
You know it's a meth gator when there's a bunch of foil in the windows.
Yeah. It's the only gator with no teeth.
Yeah.
Oh my God. But yeah, I think that's the more horrifying story is that they have open sewage pits in Tennessee and that animals frolic in them and then go around. Like, that's a fucking bigger story is like H1N1 times 1,000 get about to be when there's all these turd birds flying about.
Turducken. ducks swim in that shit and then fly away.
Turducken.
Real quick, I do have to point out, when they start explaining that, the very first line of their post is, on a more or less serious note...
Sheet geese. I'm done. I'm done. That was it. Crapodiles. I'm done.
On a more or less serious note, folks, please don't flush your drugs, okay?
That did say,
in true Mr. Mackey fashion. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Crapodiles.
Oh my God. Ugh. Yeah, I think, but that, yeah, Dan and I were talking about, like, yeah, just whatever, they just pick the whatever that's going to get the most clicks on these fucking headlines and shit. But that's the way worse thing is, like, open sewage pits in America is fucking kind of gnarly shit right there. That's some third
really
world
gnarly
shit.
Health issue.
That means there's some gators looking like, that kid in Slumdog Millionaire when he falls through the fucking outhouse. They're just walking around like that, just like all fucking...
coated with shit.
Cockadiles. Okay. Okay. So I thought of another one. I just... okay. Jesus Christ. But yeah, so meth gators are the most metal person of the week.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah. Meth mallards going out there doing their thing. I like it. So yeah, thanks. So I think that's going to bring us to our final segment, the Ride the Lightning Round.
Ride the Lightning Round.
Shit, yeah. In this segment, this is where producer Randy goes on Wikipedia.
I'm there.
I believe I'm pronouncing that perfectly.
You are. Wikipedia.
And
Wikipedia.
Look, I said it right the first time. Whoopie-poodia. He hits the random button, not once, but twice.
Two times.
Gets two different topics. Dan and I, between those two topics, we will decide what the most metal thing is between the two. And we will know what those two things are because we're fucking genii.
Yeah.
We're massive genii. Randy, what are our topics?
So, this week.
Yeah.
You guys.
Here we go.
Dan and Enrico.
Oh, my God.
Topic number one of two. Mickle-henny.
Mickle-henny.
Mickle-henny. All right.
With an M.
Uh-huh. M-C.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Ill-henny. Yep.
Mickle-henny. And second of two topics, the West Green School District.
Ah.
West Green School District?
Uh-huh.
Not the East Green.
Not the East Green.
West Green.
West Green.
And not the West Brown. The West Green.
Oh, of course. Oh, my God.
School district, not congressional.
Right. Well,
no, one of them's more important.
Micklehenny.
Micklehenny.
I think is the most metal.
Okay.
Because Micklehenny is it's an Irish legendary item where it's honey that comes out of a drunken bum's asshole. I mean, he's the lord of the drunken bum. And what happened was, Samson was walking along one day, jammed a honeycomb in it, because it was like the solution to a riddle he came up with. He's like, you know, from the bee something sweet, here, take this, you piece of shit. What, you know, who am I? That was his, he's not smart, Samson's weird.
No, he's real dumb.
He's real dumb. But yeah, and so only once every summer solstice, under the full moon, a single Micklehenny drop cries out of the winking tear that is the winking eye that is this bum's asshole.
It's got the other term for it is leprechaun.
Yes. yeah, but that's Micklehenny. Micklehenny. It's that's how they pronounce it.
Yeah.
You know. And then now there's a breakfast cereal. It's like Micklehenny and oats. Micklehenny and oats.
And Cheerios, Micklehenny and oats.
Yeah, and the box looks like a butt and you pour it out of the top of
You get one at a time.
Yeah, it just comes sprinkling like out of like a little star shape at the top.
You know what's really weird to me is how many things in Wikipedia just relate to jizz.
Yeah, it is so odd.
Most now that we've done it, we've done so many of these and all of them circle back to fucking.
Yeah, it's so weird.
I don't know how that works.
It's almost as if.
And yet there it is.
A genius thought of these. Yeah. Micklehenny.
Micklehenny.
Right.
Butt-shaped cereal flakes, Micklehenny.
That's quite the jingle.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Sprinkling from a sprinkle sphincter into your breakfast bowl, out of his bowels, into your bowels. Num, 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 num.
Pour it directly from the snackter. And you can...
There's bungs and chocolate stars. bungs and chocolate stars and corn eyes.
Right. I don't know. What was the West Green?
The West Green School District.
West Green School District. Famous for being the first to teach sex ed. Via example. So, like everybody else was teaching sex ed, showing those shitty diagrams right. or whatever.
Yep.
But one of the teachers there. Mr. Proctel.
This whole episode has a theme.
Yeah. He invited Mrs. Gamble into the room, and then they proceeded. Honestly, what it amounted to is them just fucking in front of the class, and then having the class take notes.
Yep.
And then they were like, yeah. It was something like that. They eventually were fired, but it was only after like 7 years of this class going on.
Yeah.
It took a while for them to figure out
Many kids, they would have after school programs for, if you needed to catch up. And so it was the most popular class in the school system for quite some time.
Yeah.
But then Mr. Proctel got fired, and that was the end of that.
Jeez. So sad.
Shame.
End of an era.
Yeah.
Randy, what were we talking about?
The West Green School District is a small, rural public school district located in Greene County, Pennsylvania.
Oh.
Per the administration, 800 students attended the West Green School District in 2012.
Wow.
And now we know why.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Flocking there.
McElhinney.
Please now let me be right.
One's fun.
Okay.
Because this is the first time we've come across this. This is one of those Wikipedia pages that gives you a topic and then says it could be one of these things.
Okay. Okay.
So McElhinney may refer to Andrew
Bum Honey. Come on. Okay.
May refer to six different dudes.
Okay.
That were American film producers, a Canadian ice hockey goaltender, an Irish sportsman, a Northern
Irish. An Irish sportsman.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I didn't.
A Northern Irish actor.
Really? Irish?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I never would have thought.
All right.
An Australian actress.
What the fuck?
Fuck this already.
Oh, g'day. My name's McElhinney. G'day there. No. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I lost it. I'm my Australian's good for about a Natch Twombo.
Yeah. About two words.
Natch Twombo, and that's it. All right.
Yeah.
I did run a bard in D&D named Natch Twombo who played the didgeridoo. And he had an Australian accent. It was fucking tight.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And then an Irish-born political figure in Nova Scotia.
Nova Scotia. Yeah,
fancy.
Getting international with it. He was the one with the honey butthole.
He was the butt honey.
The honey butthole.
This was the most rectal fucking episode.
I probably shouldn't have talked about it in the very beginning.
Jeez.
Kind of just inserted it.
I had my communion thing lined up. I was going to talk about... Because he got anally probed, but then he met up with those aliens like over and over again for the next 10 years. Like it was like... He must not have been a deal breaker. He was just like, all right, yeah, it happened, but doesn't mean I'm going to stop seeing these guys. You know? Anyway, guys, that's been the episode. Thank you so much for joining us. We're going to be back next week with two new topics. It's going to be fucking badass. Make sure you like and subscribe and steal your friend's phone. Subscribe to us on their phone, too. Leave
smash
a review.
Smash it with a hammer.
Fucking, I don't know, tell your fucking friends about it. We really want to get the word out.
Yeah.
We're going to have a Patreon up next month, probably. We want to make sure we have all these like things lined up for you to, a lot of cool gifts for you.
We
like,
got rad shit coming. If you thought the dice was cool, just wait.
Yeah, we got other cool shit. And so it's all in the works. We just kind of want to make sure we have all our ducks in a row before we do it. But anyway, we enjoy doing the show. It's super fucking fun and goofy.
Yeah.
And we want to hope you guys have fun listening to it, too.
The only place you can see me next week, I think, is at the Portland's Funniest Person semifinal show on Wednesday that Noriko will be hosting.
Yeah.
That's the 24th, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if I have anything else.
Yeah. You can catch me every Thursday at the Doug Fur in Portland, the Cool Kids Patio show, 6 p.m. It's me and DJ Dina B. Four comics, and and it's just a rad comedy show out on the patio. It's Doug Fur. It's super kick ass. Make sure you come that. What?
Come
Jesus.
On that.
Yeah, come on that. Come on, you into that, won't you? Come on now, get up in there. Spray it, and say it. Do McElhinney.
Up in there like a washer.
Head out like a food ghost. You're done.
If you're real lucky, at the end of the rainbow, you can find a bucket of leprechaun.
I think that's the episode, everybody. Hail Satan.
Hail Satan.